We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. I am hoping that somebody will be able to help me find the name of Sekhti's vehicle, and or its rider. I have been trying to recall the book for quite some time, but since it was an early book that I read, I cannot recall much else about it. I got Sekhti's car from that used book sale that the older ladies of my block had going in their garages, but after reading, it was taken by my grandmother, who never saw it again. I am a newbie in this group and I am hoping for a little help finding the Sekhti's car. I was wondering if someone could help me locate all three names. There are two related books that I would like to read again, but cannot recall the titles or authors. It is hard to remember the titles and authors of books that you read long ago. A book you read a long time ago, even if it is one that is very important to you. Or maybe you remembered that it was a new book that came out while you were in high school, so you would be aware of books only published during those years. For instance, if it is a book that you have been reading since you were in childhood, then you know you can rule out any more recent publications. Your circle of friends may be particularly useful if you can recall when you read that book. Online resources may be useful in finding the book that you have only half remembered, even if you only have the main plot lines. Remember to jot down as much information as possible, and perhaps in the process of finding the lost book, you may recall a few extra details. First, jot down anything that you can remember about the book, the plot, character names, the time frame the book was likely published, the genre, etc. I am not sure that can help, but perhaps Vinny could go over those lists of books by topic and see if something jumps out at you. Here, you can search by specific keywords, and get lists of book titles in different languages. There is also the Fiction Finder, in which you can look up a book by a character or location, as well as by a keyword. The fiction_l listserv is another place you can probably get some assistance, though it does not appear that they have a dedicated section specifically for finding lost books. Just follow the instructions on library things, name that book, try cramming as much details into your brain as possible, and other readers will try their best to locate your book. If one of you Vinnies could give me the title or authors of a book, I would greatly appreciate the help. It is really fun, and if you are into stories that are fun, happy, sad, and all kinds of things, that is what you will find in this book. I loved the book, the writing, the characters, the story, and the message of inclusion and resolve. Carolyn Lodge loves this book because I am Christian, and this book told me that even when you thought that life might never turn around for you, you can still find God and allow Him into your life. Bottom line, Carolyn Lodge believes if you read this book, and this will teach you many different things to make you through life easier. This book is very interesting. I think readers of any age would enjoy the book. What Carolyn Lodge liked about the book is that it keeps you on the edge of your seat, wanting to just read it again. What I did not like about the book was that it kept turning over backwards just as The Return of Gabriel was getting better. I remember reading this book before having to go to the hospital when I was young, and finding solace in it. I never remember reading this as a kid, but I know a lot of parents that did. There is just something special about reading books that you loved growing up to your own children. Reading to my kids is probably my absolute favorite activity, but it is all the more awesome when I get to read books from my own childhood with them. Most of these old-timey books are favorites of mine growing up, but they are loved by my children too. I like to ask kids which foods they would like to see falling out of the sky, and why, after reading a book. It is always so useful to align the kids' interests with the books that they are reading. I like giving my kids options with multiple books so that they can make choices easily. I think that both boys and girls would enjoy the book, and the book is very quick read. This book is the 15th book of the series, one of the most entertaining of all time. Mackenzie's sisters recall the tale of the amulet was read to my sister in early 70s kindergarten. Here's the basic one that she remembers. The book was called, Mackenzie is unsure of the spelling, Talipoy. Even as a young child, I would chuckle over the impossibly detailed drawings, and feel that sense of liberation from being small, the way main character Mickey feels. I remember a story of someone looking for a specific book from Danielle Steele, and then realizing the book they were looking for was actually by Daniel Silva. The specific book they were looking for was by Danielle Steele. One of our librarians solved the mystery of a book by searching USS You Know Who. The name of the ship from a history that a patron happened to recall. Library Things Name That Book is another place you can post about a forgotten novel.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Gail, and this was episode 23 of the Mad Henry Radio Show. See ya next time.